This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number two, Radio Law Talk. Fred Penny, Denise Dirks, and yours truly, Todd Kunin here, and Cal Hunter behind the glass, those smooth stylings from Cal Hunter.
And now, late night music from Radio Law Talk.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk After Dark. In the first hour, we had our case or no case. Fred and I took a whopping 1 point lead in this new round of case or no case over Denise, who is trailing, flailing miserably. A whole single point behind us. How are
and
you,
and Cal's
Denise?
Behind us, too.
Well, that's true.
All right. Here we go. All right. I should have seen that coming, shouldn't I?
Yeah, well, you know, did you get the license plate number of that bus that just ran me over?
Exactly.
How are you doing, Denise?
Good. I'm enjoying this foggy, overcast day.
It is outside our studios here. It's foggy, and you know, it looks like a scene of any movie set in the medieval times in England.
Or play Misty for me.
Oh, yes, could be. A lot of fog outside. We talked about the Ghislaine Maxwell case last hour, so if you want to hear our comments on that when our podcast drops Sunday, Monday, you can go ahead and hear our comments on that. You can also hear our case or no case from the first hour, where Cal once again put his eternal soul in jeopardy to try to lie to us here on case or no case. So happy that you do that, Cal.
I'll be rotting in Hades while you're justified in heaven pointing at me going, look at him, God, he's still a bum.
But he's a giver. It made the show more interesting, you know. This hour and for the rest of the show, we'll be talking about the Katie Holmes. Elizabeth Holmes. Sorry. You see what you want to see. The Elizabeth Holmes trial in Theranos, the company she founded and the device that has now been called into question, and how she went from being one of the richest self-made billionaires to nothing.
Silicon Valley star to Silicon Valley nobody.
No star here. And so she's on trial, prosecuted by the government for fraud and other allegations. We're going to talk about updates on the mishap or the tragedy on the film, the set for the film Rust that Alec Baldwin was starring in and producing, where the cinematographer was shot. We have developments there. Mr. Baldwin gave an interview last week.
What a bizarre interview.
It was the weirdest thing. I just had to sit there and say that makes no sense.
I can just tell you, generally speaking, as a criminal defense attorney, if you go and do an interview or make statements while the investigation is still pending in your case, it's not going to help you. It can only hurt you. The risk reward is just not there for you. Why say anything at all? So, but he did with Bill Cosby. You know, just when you thought it was over, Bill Cosby's case is back in the news. A new twist and a motion filed by the prosecution will cover that.
Yeah, an appeal filed by the prosecution, which is extremely rare.
Yeah, interesting way to double down. And we also have the lovely Bones author and an outcome there. It was tragic what happened, but hopefully the outcome is good and puts people on a better road. We also have, speaking of train wrecks.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, we have the Jesse Smollett case.
Oh boy!
Yes, and it's just starting the trial. They've actually got the jurors seated, I believe.
They do, and you know that is Yeah. I mean, talk about doubling down on something. I'll be very curious to see how the evidence goes forward in that case, but... Yeah, and for those of you,
and that case is, we're going to have to talk a little bit about how it, it has some view that looks a little bit like Cosby's case in a way.
It does. It has a view, but we'll talk about that. I don't want to give it away too much. I don't want to give it away too much. But you know what, most people come here for, and what they really want to listen to,
the donuts.
To the extent that donuts speak, yes.
Or they exist. Where are the donuts?
Okay, never mind.
Forbidden
donut. Donut.
Case or no case, Cal.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah! All right, here we go. Remember, no wagering. That's absolutely illegal on this particular this item. Chris Haney was born in a small town in Ontario, Canada. He was a high school dropout at the age of 17. Asked later if he regretted dropping out, he said, yeah, I should have done it a lot sooner. Chris Haney and Scott Abbott were buddies and partners. They were playing Scrabble one day when they realized they didn't have enough tiles. And then they said, okay, well, let's just buy some. But they couldn't buy the individual tiles. They had to buy the whole game set. They said, what a ripoff. So they sat down and started talking and said, how about we come up with our own game? So within 2 hours, sketched out on cocktail napkins, the game Trivial Pursuit was born. By the way, sadly, Chris Haney died in 2010 from a long illness, but he was crafty. He and Abbott posed as reporters at the annual board game convention and said later they learned more about the board game business during that time than in their whole lives. But they didn't learn good business principles. Their game cost $75 to print and distribute, and was sold to retailers for $15 wholesale, losing $60 a game. Eventually, the fledgling Horn Abbott partnership would sell the game license to Selchow and Reiter, a large American game manufacturer and distributor. We don't know how much they got, but it was a lot. And Selchow and Reiter turned a trivia game with a cult following into a household name and a gaming phenomenon. Within 10 years, the sales of Trivia Pursuit was $1 billion a year. But pretty soon, they started looking around, and a guy said, $1 billion? Wait a minute. Most of the trivia in that game came from my trivia book, and they didn't give me a penny. They didn't pay me anything. It's a copyrighted trivia book. They took stuff out of my trivia book. I'm not getting any royalties, and so I'm going to a lawyer to see if I can get a piece of that change. So he went to his lawyer, knocked on the door, Todd Kuhnert, and said, case or no case? Long setup, but it's true. So that's what I want to know.
Well, you know, the interesting thing there is you said that, was it Haney and Roberts?
Haney Abbott? I am cut off now.
Let me look. I'm sorry. Shut off your mic accidentally. It is Chris Haney and the other guy.
Haney and the other guy. So apparently you had said that Haney and the other guy had gone to the, opposed as reporters and went to the convention where they learned more about the gaming or the business of board games there than anywhere else. But apparently that they didn't learn enough to know that if it costs, was it $75 to make a product that you can only sell for $15? Well, yeah, that's a little hitch in the giddy up there. We'll see if we can.
In all fairness, they're from Canada.
Okay. Ooh, ouch. Ouch.
We have Canadian listeners. Yeah. One of our first callers was from Canada.
It's just a joke. It's just
So listen, here is my take on it.
All right.
I'm going to say this is not a case. Not a case. Because the person that wrote the trivia book, I mean, he might own that trivia book, but he doesn't own the experience of the trivia that is written in the book. That's still an independent thing, and anybody can look that up anywhere. And it's like saying that a newspaper owns the story that they print, and nobody else can ever talk about that event because one newspaper happened to report on it. So I say no case.
I say whatever Denise said. I'm on Denise's side because she's the smartest.
She hasn't said anything yet.
I'm still on her side.
Okay.
We'll be back after this and we'll get Denise's take and my take.
Yep. Stay tuned. Along at home, don't worry, we'll have the answer momentarily, so don't go away, please.
Fred Todd.
Todd and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. It's dirty. It just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Quick Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle, and you can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car.
Ever wonder how the credit card companies make their money? Well, think about this. If you owe $25,000 on five different credit cards and you make your minimum payments every month, here's what it's going to cost you. Are you sitting down? You'll shell out over $13,000 in additional interest, and it's going to take over 13 years to pay off your original $25,000 balance. That's how they make money. Now it's your turn to fight back by calling the Debt Solution Network. We'll work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. We promise we can and will reduce your debt. Call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis.
866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Oh, no.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
I think you're with Denise. Wasn't that true? Or is it my turn? Or is it my turn?
Let's see. Todd gave his answer. Denise, I think it's my turn. Getting ready to give her. Did you give your answer, Denise?
No.
Okay.
Didn't you go first last time, Denise?
Well, you should have gone first this time, but you did not. So, let's just let you go last.
I appreciate that, but I'm just trying to help you out because it's better to go last. But go ahead.
We went with Todd first.
I'll go last next time.
Okay.
All right. So this is a situation where two people created the game Trivial Pursuit. They sold it, and then a author of a trivial book is now seeking to see whether or not he can sue the new owners of Trivial Pursuit for having questions in their game that's in his book. And Todd's made a very good, you know, analogy. You can't own the rights to history or facts or things that are out there in the major general public. So that, I don't see that there's a lawsuit here. But I do have to make a mention what is unique to Trivial Pursuit is that you can buy cards, and it is a probably an idea that was patentable, was to have these replacement cards and always be updating. And so that was really a unique idea. But I still think it's not a case.
They did keep the game fresh, but remember it came off of Scrabble when they couldn't buy new Scrabble tiles. So, Fred, what do you think? If someone makes a game like this, and the allegation is made that the answers to the game and questions came out of their trivia book, can the person with that, again, because Todd mentioned newspaper stories, they copyright those all the time, but can they copyright what happens in a trivia book?
No. I'm right with Denise. Just what, how the heck can you ever say that, like Todd said, okay, who won the presidential election in 2016 or whatever the year was, or who was the president in 1907? You know, you can't patent that. So I'm going to say no. They'll lose. Trivial Pursuit people, why the heck did they sell it so cheap? They sold it cheap, right?
No, they got money. They got money even though they were losing money in the business.
But still, probably what it's worth now compared to what they sold it for.
Well, they might have gotten rights. They might have gotten a little spiff for everyone that sold, possibly.
That's huge.
But when they talked to this guy, he was on the beach living his ideal life. You know, he said, they asked him, are you dropping out of high school? I wish I would have done it when I was 14 instead of 17.
Right.
You know, but...
Yeah. Right. Man,
so that's
right. What is it we should do?
He was from Canada, though.
Yeah,
I mean, is the Canadian ideal life living on the beach? I thought it was, you know, tracking down moose in the middle of the Yukon.
No, right?
No, that's where they live. Okay. Get away from
that. Oh, that's their ideal life. Yeah. What are you talking about?
So, Fred, are you saying this is a case or not?
I'm saying it's not a case at all. Okay. No case.
All gone. No case.
Well, that means that Cal could win.
Mm. This is fascinating to me. For those of you who say this was not a case,
all
that
of
was,
us.
That, oh, well, guess what? Sad news.
What? Cal nailed it.
And you know what's interesting? Your legal theory is exactly what happened in court. The judge ruled that a trivia book writer is just a collector of the facts and did not originate them, and therefore cannot copyright it, and therefore no royalties are due. So Haney and Abbott win, and so congratulations to them. And
that's, okay.
Yeah.
I had raised the fact that it should be for Cal when he wins. He should get a point as against each of us.
I agree. Three points, not two. I agree.
Because it's so much harder to win in your place. Can we have a decision on that?
3 points. I agree.
I agree.
Acceptable. If it's acceptable to everyone here, it's acceptable to me.
But I would also like to point out another thing. In the history of case or no case, even going under the old point system, Cal would have gotten 2 points. And this would still be the first time in Radio Law Talk, case or no case history, where Cal had the lead, because right now it's true. 1 point for me, 1 point for Fred, nothing for Denise, and two, now three for Cal. It would have been two under the old one. He still would have had the lead.
Wow.
And by the way, I'm just sick about it. Thank you. So next hour, Lisa, what are we going to do? Oh, next hour, a guy tried to sell a radio station, but had a little problem in his past that may have prevented him from doing so. So that's coming up next hour on Case or No Case. And that's it for now. And Fred, I was hoping I could play...
The French chant's done. I don't think you can do that.
Can't do it.
I can't understand.
Well, I tried. I wanted to.
Well, we're now going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes. I mean, we went from Miss Maxwell to Holmes. That's kind of what? What's you don't want to talk about her?
Well, when I was setting this up, I referred to her as Katie Holmes and was corrected. But you know, you see the face you want to see, right?
It's Elizabeth.
I know.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Yeah, you have a Katie.
No, it's like this. No, it's Elizabeth Holmes.
Yes, yes.
That was weird. So she, now let's lay out the history. Those of you who don't know who Elizabeth Holmes is, she's the one that started Theranos. She was a Stanford a student, dropped out after 1 year, wanted to start a company, that took blood, and you could find a little, information or a lot of information about just from a pinprick, right? And where now you got to draw blood. Don't you guys love it when you sit there and they draw blood? You're like, yeah, so you're drawing blood for what? Oh, this test and that test. Like, psh, vial filling up. You know, they're like, stack of these vials of blood. I don't know if I have any blood left because you keep taking it out. I'm about ready to faint. But she didn't like that, and so she thought she was going to start a business and a theory of trying to get this little machine to figure out all this information out of one drop or a few droplets of blood. And in a way, good for her for innovation and being a entrepreneur and trying to build this business and make it big. What happened, though, in Silicon Valley, and those of you who don't know what Silicon Valley is like, because I have an office down there in Silicon Valley, and my wife grew up in Silicon Valley. I know the area very well. Man, I tell you, if something starts and takes off and people believe in it, it vaults. It doesn't go a little ways, and because there's people with billions of dollars sitting down there waiting to invest in the next big tech thing. So that's kind of what happened. We're going to go through really a little more detail what happened and why this trial is going on. And this trial's been going on for a little bit. And there's she's getting on the stand. And this is a criminal trial, not a civil trial. We'll be back and talk about that right after this.
Lots of interesting things coming up next here on Radio Law Talk. And we appreciate your listening, no matter whether it's on our website at RadioLawTalk.com, one of our podcasts, or, of course, on your favorite local radio station. There's more coming right up. Don't go away. Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. 800-710-3739. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-7...
You
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Simone Sanders, a senior advisor and the chief spokesperson for Vice President Kamala Harris, is expected to leave her position at the end of the month, a White House official and four other sources familiar with the matter told NBC News.
It's been it's been 3 years of a lot of jumping on and off planes and going around the country, and she works very hard, and I can't wait to see what she'll do next. And I mean that sincerely.
Mariel Lehman, attorney for James and Jennifer Crumbly, on Saturday said the gun used in the Oxford High School shooting earlier this week was locked during the Crumbly's arraignment hearing in an Oakland County court. James and Jennifer Crumbly are being held on $500,000 bond each. An Oakland County district judge ruled Saturday during their arraignment hearing, citing a concern about a flight risk. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Down.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info.
@radiolawtalk.com.
.com.
We're back from the break talking about the Elizabeth Holmes trial. And I was just following up as to the facts of this case before we get into the testimony. She is taking the stand. It's very interesting what she's saying while she's taking the stand. But she's trying to make it so it's simpler and easier, where you can go to a CVS or a Walgreens and get your blood tested by just a pinprick with your finger. In fact, Walgreens bought into this, and they started putting these machines in Walgreens. And the issue is, did she mislead or defraud the investors? That's what it comes down to. And by the way, the investors that invested in this are what type of people? Other than now, the people say, "Oh, there's some non, just standard normal investors," and those people all got their money back. But the investors that supposedly quote lost the money are big business or big venture capitalists, right?
That's right, venture capitalists. And what does venture mean? Does it mean guaranteed capitalists, like? I will only invest and I have the right to get all my money back if I put money into something and it doesn't pan out. No, it's venture capitalism. And people that are venture capitalists have their own due diligence they do. Yeah, they probably get hit with numerous requests by people to invest in all sorts of different ideas. And what do good venture capitalists do? They investigate. They peel the onion. I'm not going to take your word for it just on what you're saying. I want to see your research. I want to go back. I want to take a look at this stuff.
I want to see your books.
I want to see your books, exactly, so that I can make a determination if this is a sound investment for me. They're not the unsavvy mom and pop. I've never done this, but, you know, it sounds like a good idea, so take my entire retirement. Those aren't the folks.
But she told us the Army had a contract. And she told us that this was all over the country and it was a proven technology, Your Honor.
That's great. Then show me, as a venture capitalist, the contract with the Army.
Right.
Show me every store that it is in. As a venture capitalist, I'm not just going to take the spokesperson's word for it. That's great. And if everything you say is true and we can verify it, then maybe we'll invest. That's how it works.
Sounds like they had more verification and vetting on the Shark Tank than they did on this particular thing.
Well, and then what about the entrepreneur wanting to go out and do something that's on the edge, and you don't think things were on the edge when they first started the computers or started, you know, all these technologies? They are on the edge, and I'm not on her side. I'm not saying I'm jumping on her side, but I'm worried about throwing ice on anyone that's ever wants to do something now and invest in something or build something and try to, you know, better society with new technology and going, I don't want to go to jail, you know?
Can you imagine the first personal computer, the person that created that, saying, and just imagine now it fits in your lap and not in an entire room.
Right. Or I want one on every desktop. And
my hand. My iPhone.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, there's more computing power in your iPhone right now, Fred, than there was in the entire suite that NASA had at the time of the first moon launch.
And better apps.
Yeah,
I had GPS.
who would have thought, right?
I mean, they could have done that trajectory just by playing Angry Birds for a little.
Okay, this is how you want to go back in. By the way, you have to hit the screen, make the bird pop into three, but you're on it.
Exactly.
If only they had iPhones.
Exactly.
So we're going to talk about a little bit of what the testimony was, but before we do that. And again, we're having fun here. I feel sorry for her because it's not fun for her, but she's taking the stand, which is, you know, it's pretty rough when you're being prosecuted for a criminal act. But here's what Todd said during the break. She's guilty just because of what I saw her as her average. They went through what her typical day is like, and so yeah. She's not. But this is, you got to go through what her typical day is like, Todd. It's kind of interesting.
There was some folks that chronicled what, you know, her morning routine and everything. And look, I get a lot of celebrities do this. They wake up with the morning affirmations. Yeah, I'm going to be successful. I am successful. That's right. Affirmations ought to be present sense and non-negative. It said that all that, but and I was on it. I was with her. I was with her right up until I saw what she has for lunch. Actually, her breakfast after the workout is a banana and whey breakfast.
Whey, what?
Yeah. And then for lunch, no joke, folks, for lunch, let's see, salad with tofu. All right, the tabula and a green drink. And I'm like, you know, look, my lunch is
a Burger King and
two cheeseburgers, yeah. No pickles, large fry, large Diet Coke, and two chocolate chip cookies. That may be what's responsible for my recent weight gain, but dang it, that's the way I like it, and it helps get me going through the rest of the day.
That's how I roll. Now, do you think that sounds more like what Fred's having for lunch now?
I've got a Dr. Pepper and nuts.
Perfect.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, but what are you eating?
Ouch. Denise Dirks for the win.
Oh, man.
So can you go through also what she does in the morning? What time does she get up in the morning?
Well, she gets up at 0:30. What do we got here? She's up at
like
4,
3
up 4? At 4 a.m.
Right.
So she's up at 4 a.m. to say her thanks to the Almighty. And then, let's see, she's got her...
I'm up at 4 not to say my thanks to the Almighty, the throne. I go into the throne.
I'm
there you go.
I'm up at 1, 3:30, 4, 6:30.
Todd, like me, sleeps like a baby. Wakes up crying every 2 hours.
And hopefully somebody's there to change my diaper. She spends 40 minutes meditating.
Up, huh?
Yeah, meditating to clear her mind, then praying, and 35 minutes working out.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has her, you know, she has her big breakfast of bananas and whey. A single banana and whey.
But look at my stomach.
What is whey? I'm sorry, I don't know what whey is.
It's cheese protein, you know, the leftovers from the cheese process. Most people use it in the form of powdered protein that you mix with something else when you're on an all-protein or high-protein.
It's stuff they used to throw away in the old days, right?
I've never heard of Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet eating her curds and whey.
With a banana?
Yes.
I've heard that, but I didn't know what whey was.
Along came a spider, sat down beside her, and said, "Hey, yo, what you got in the bowl?"
"Well, you know, I can test your blood."
"Yeah, let me prick your finger."
"Yeah, I can test your blood. Yeah, that'd be great."
So here's what's interesting about that. And Todd, you brought this up during the break that I think we want to bring up. She's been, I think, 3 days now on the stand. And the most of the stuff she truly, there's actual emails where the scientists are saying this is working.
Yes.
And there's also ones that show that, hey, you know, we're struggling with some stuff too. So what?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's not working right. But she's got ones that's saying it is working properly. And then to top it off, she's got, the big headlines. This is what bugs me about you. When you read headlines in the newspaper or on the online, doesn't mean they're correct. You know, admits she doctored the lab reports. Todd, what, or Denise, tell them what she doctored. Yes, she did doctor something, but what was it that she doctored that didn't matter?
Well, she put logos from two different companies on it, and it gave the impression that those, either they were investors and or they, supported the product.
But the kicker here is, but for the logos, the information contained in those reports was all accurate and disclosed. So again, if that information is correct, anybody that's investing can look at that. They can see the report that's supposed to relay the reliability, show the reliability in the testing procedures and how it's working. That information is not alleged to have been doctored. That was all correct. And so even though she put a couple of logos from companies that weren't hers to make it look more official, the information in it was correct. So where's the real fraud there?
And
I think that could come back to bite the prosecution.
And she actually did say, "You're right, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
I messed up. That was poor judgment." Guess how much poor judgment you have when you're starting a company? Don't forget, this is not like her and three other people running a business. She's got thousands of employees, or hundreds, you know. She's got a massive company. There's going to be mistakes.
And where's the poor venture capitalist witness out there saying, "Well, you know, I didn't want to sink $1 billion into this, but once I saw the Pfizer logo on the report, that's what tipped the scales for me."
Yeah.
Copied and pasted on a report that didn't vet. Right.
Have you ever seen those investment portfolios that you've got to review? That if you're a venture capitalist or investing in something and you're supposed to be like have the expertise, it's like, you know, 100 pages. You got to really know what you're doing if you're investing.
And by the way, she also claims that she was following the advice of counsel with that report and what she put on it as well. So
that's exactly right.
That's a big one. I mean, it's like, it's not me. I'm just the kid that's new to all this. I got all these people advising me. I did what they said, but I'm the one taking it.
We're coming back. We're going to talk about Rust shooting case. There's some bizarre turns going on in that.
And there is more Radio Law Talk coming up right here on your favorite local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We appreciate your listening. Thanks. We'll be back. Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Oh, come on.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
The movie Rust with Alec Baldwin is very interesting. What's going on? We're following that and the interesting things that keep happening. There's civil lawsuits that have been coming up, but so far there's been no criminal action. So Denise, kind of give us just a brief overview what's going on, and then we'll toss it to the DA, a former DA and guy that represents those that are accused, Todd Kuenin, about what he thinks is going on here.
Well, Alec Baldwin produced, or was in the process of directing and producing Rust, and they were filming, and Alex was practicing apparently with a stage gun, and the gun went off, and he ended up killing one of the cinematographers. Her name is Helena Hutchins, and then he injured the director as well. And this has now been being investigated. Of course, everybody probably has now been interviewed that were on the set that day. The filming has stopped. This was a Western, so guns would have to be basically used, as that was very predominant in our Western days. And so now there's been a warrant issued for the stage props of an outside company, not one that was actually working on this film.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, the question here is there weren't supposed to be any live ammunition on set. None. And clearly we know that there was at least one round of live ammunition. That was the one that was in the revolver that went off that killed the cinematographer. So the question was, how did that round make it onto the set and into the gun? And so the question here has been trying to determine where the round came from, because it wasn't one of those that, it wasn't a round that's like one you could go buy at a sporting goods store or anything like that. It's kind of a specialty round. And the armorer's father, so Gutierrez Reed was the armorer. She was the one responsible for the weapon and safety, and she comes from a family. Her father is in the same industry, and her father, Thel Reed, indicated and told law enforcement, said, look, a while back, earlier on, I have these rounds, they're specialty rounds called Starline Brass, I think that's what they're called.
Yeah, they have that logo.
With the Starline Brass logo, and I have I had a can with a, you know, 200-300 rounds in it, and I was asked to provide those when this other company in New Mexico was doing firearm safety training with a cast out, and this was long before Rust started. And so I took the can out there, and this firearms supply company that is in and around Albuquerque, New Mexico, they took my can. The guy there, Mr. Kenny, he's the proprietor of that business, took the can, used the ammo with some of it. There was ammo left, and he kept it. Kenny kept the ammo. Kenny was the one that was supposed to supply the dummy rounds and the blanks to the Rust set. And Thel Reed, the father of the armorer, said, look, to investigators, I recognize that round that you pulled out of the gun that fired, that ultimately killed the cinematographer. That is the Starline Brass round. And those are the same ones that were given to this guy who ultimately provided the blanks to the set for Rust. So now a search warrant has been issued to go to that location.
Mr. Kenny's
location to search to see if they find rounds that are consistent with what was found on the set. Because they're trying to figure out how the live round was introduced. And look, Gutierrez Reed, the armorer, her attorney say, this is great that the FBI is going to get to the bottom of this because I didn't have the live rounds there. The only problem I see with all of this is, however the rounds got to the set, Gutierrez Reed was the armorer. She was the one who was supposed to pop open the chamber, take a look at what was in there, shake the round to hear the BBs to make sure that it's not a live round. She was supposed to inspect it. So this warrant process may address how the round got to, how a live round got on set when no live rounds are supposed to be there. But what it doesn't necessarily address is, okay, once it was there, who put it in the gun? And how come you have an armorer, an assistant director, and arguably Alec Baldwin himself, all three of whom are trained to, when you receive a weapon for safety purposes, you pop it open, you look at it, you make sure it is not armed the way it's not supposed to be armed, and you have an independent obligation to check that. How come that process broke down?
Right.
That has yet to be answered.
Right. And that would be negligence for sure. And in some cases, maybe gross negligence.
Could be.
And so that's something that was interesting. The other interesting thing is Alec Baldwin just gave an incredibly long interview during this investigation. And I have to say the things that he said were just off. And I don't understand why he even would be at this stage of the investigation being public with anything related to this matter.
To try to get out in front of it. That's the only thing I can think of. Just to try to get out there and plant some seeds of information and say, look, I didn't pull the trigger. I don't know anything how that happened.
But all he did was say there was nobody else involved. He didn't think there was any other person that brought it to the set, you know, hoping that something like this would happen. And that he did not pull the trigger. I mean, come on. That to me, it just, to me, it looked like he was trying to protect himself, and it was not really him trying to get to the bottom of what really truly happened.
Denise, what does this remind you of? Can you think of it? I'm thinking of it, but go ahead. I mean, see if anyone, Cal, don't answer yet.
Okay.
I think you know the answer. Todd, who does this remind you of?
Several people, no, several no, clients no, no. that I have. But
no,
yes,
one we talk about is dead. See, Cal, do you know what I'm thinking? Who did this also?
I do, but I'm not exactly sure where.
R. Kelly. Yeah, right. Remember, he went on that show and kind of showed him just go crazy, and he brought the two young girls out on one mm-hmm. on another show.
The Gayle King interview on CBS. Yes.
And. That's right. I killed him. That's right.
Durst. Yes.
Durst. Durst is another one. When in doubt, shut up.
Here's the thing. It reminds me of the comedian Ron White when he's telling officers, yeah, I understand I have the right to remain silent. I just lack the ability. but here's the thing. Here's something for folks to remember. Okay. So you know that Miranda warning that they give? And look, this interview with Alec Baldwin wasn't in custody. This wasn't police interrogation. It was just a regular interview. But you know the Miranda warning where it says you have the right to remain silent?
Right.
And then it says, and listen carefully, anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. And oftentimes people go, well, if you're innocent, why don't you go ahead and talk to us? Because it doesn't say thing that makes you look guilty or any admission can be used against you. It says anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. Even if it's stuff that you think makes it look like you didn't do it, it can still be used against you in whatever context they want to use it. You have the right to remain silent. Exercise it.
That's right. And in this particular case, you have to remember now what we've got is we've got now prior inconsistent statements, because what Baldwin initially said to the police at the time that this occurred is definitely 100% different than what he said in this interview.
You know what? What I would do, and Todd, tell me this, as a prosecutor, former prosecutor, and a defender of those accused, why not have his lawyer come on and talk? And he just sit there and say nothing. Now, if the lawyer talks and says stuff, is that admissible in a court of law? I would think the answer is no, even though he's sitting there next to him. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say a dang thing. I don't know. That's what I don't know. That's something I don't know.
We had a case a while back where the lawyers came out and said something, and it was imputed to their client. I can't even remember the case. It's been, 4 years ago? But I'm going to look it up.
I guess the one concern I would have with the lawyer being there is a slip-up where the lawyer starts to talk about communication you have with the client, and then you have to deal with an inadvertent waiver of the attorney-client privilege because you had your lawyer talking for you when you were right there.
Right.
I would opt for keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Just candidly, there wouldn't be a news story if the lawyer went out and spoke. I don't know that the network would say, well, let's talk to his lawyer. Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back after this, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the Rust case if we want to, and then Bill Cosby, what the latest is there.
Hour number 3 of Radio Law Talk is coming up in about 7 minutes about on your favorite radio station if they continue to carry us. If they don't, feel free to go over to RadioLawTalk.com and click the Listen Live button. It's absolutely free, and we would appreciate it if you do that. We'll be back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.